You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 20, Thank You for Sharing Your Baby.
Right at 10 a.m. Monday morning, phone rang. It was Chris. Hey, Stephanie said cheerfully.
Hey.
Chris echoed in the same tone. Hey, Stephanie said again.
You said that.
Chris chuckled. How's your day going? Stephanie asked.
Oh, it's been a day.
Chris said.
Amara keeps wanting to run around the house, but then Jody gets annoyed with her because she's into everything these days. So then I bring her into the bedroom with me, but she gets restless and fussy. I have 52 quizzes to grade, and I have done 3 of them.
He grumbled. So why are you talking to me right now? You should be working, Stephanie reprimanded.
Because I said I would call.
Chris explained. Oh yeah, well, I'm glad you did, but it's okay if you have to go. Chris cut her off.
I wasn't getting anything done anyway.
You should bring Amara over here to play, Stephanie suggested. Can you do your work over here, or do you want to just drop her off?
I could work there. That sounds way better than working here.
Stephanie walked into the kitchen as they talked. Matthew was standing on the counter holding a large cantaloupe, threatening to drop it on the floor. Oh, baby, get down. We don't climb on the counters. As Stephanie spoke, Matthew threw the melon on the floor and it split open. Ah, Matthew, get down, she hollered. She lifted him to the floor and started cleaning up the exploded fruit. A moment later, she heard on the other line a loud clatter, and Chris said,
Oh, crap. Amara, don't touch that. Ah, Amara.
Hey, I'll let you go, Stephanie laughed. Stephanie got the boys up to the table for a snack.
Mom, I want chocolate milk,
Caleb whined. So she poured them both a glass of chocolate milk to go with their somewhat smashed cantaloupe. Chris showed up in just 20 minutes. He had Amara on his hip. He was wearing a backpack and was dressed for work.
Hey,
he said. Hey, Stephanie echoed.
Hey,
he smirked at her. Stephanie took Amara from him and gave her a squeeze. Hey, Marmar, she said in a sweet voice. Stephanie carried her inside and stood her on the floor in the living room. Amara immediately ran over to the bin of toys. She pushed it hard and dumped it over all over the floor. Chris looked worriedly at Stephanie, but she didn't care. That's what they're for, Stephanie said as she shrugged. The wrinkles on Chris's forehead faded some. Chris walked over to the couch and pulled out a laptop and a stack of papers. Stephanie went to get her laptop from the bedroom. Her physics assignment was sitting on her desk waiting to be submitted, so she snapped a picture on her phone, attached it to an email to Professor Taylor, and hit send. Then she walked into the living room with her laptop and sat down to do schoolwork. Chris's computer dinged. After a moment, he glanced at Stephanie and smiled. Then he typed something. A new email from Stephanie's physics instructor popped up. It said,
Thanks.
Caleb walked into the room and sat down to play with Amara. He stole the car she had been playing with, and she cried. Caleb, give the car back to Amara. She had it first, Stephanie scolded.
But it's my car!
Caleb whined. You were not playing with it. It's her turn, Stephanie said sternly.
No!
Caleb screamed and snatched the car back. Let's go take a break, Stephanie proposed as she pried the car out of Caleb's grasp and handed it back to Amara. Then she walked Caleb into his bedroom as he flailed and squealed. After settling Caleb down and finding him something else to play with, Stephanie came back and sat down at her computer. She was working for about 2 minutes when a pouring sound came from the kitchen. Stephanie went to see what had happened. As Stephanie walked in, Matthew said,
Caleb threw my milk.
Caleb was still in his room, so Stephanie asked, Who spilled your milk?
Caleb did,
he insisted. No, baby, Caleb didn't spill your milk. Who spilled your milk? She repeated. Matthew replied,
My friend spilled my milk.
Stephanie corrected, How about, oopsie, I spilled my milk. Sorry, Mom.
Oopsies, I spilled my milk. Sorry, Mommy.
Matthew mimicked. That's okay, we can clean it up. Thanks for being honest, she commended.
Can I have more milk, Mommy? Please?
Yes, you can. Here you go. Stephanie poured Matthew more chocolate milk. Then she walked back into the living room and sat down. Chris lifted his arms up and twisted back and forth to stretch his back. Is your back bothering you? Stephanie asked. Chris replied. Do you want a massage?
Nope.
He said shortly. You don't like my massages?
I didn't say that.
Matthew came into the room and threw a book onto Stephanie's laptop.
Read. Read. Please.
So Stephanie put her laptop down to read. Caleb came back into the room and climbed up next to them. When the book was over, Caleb demanded,
It's my turn. It's my turn to choose.
Stephanie read Caleb's choice. At that time, Amara climbed up onto Chris's lap and sat right on his keyboard.
Amara,
he snapped. Stephanie stood up and walked over to pick up Amara from Chris. Let's go play outside, she suggested.
No, it's okay. You don't have to take her,
Chris insisted. It's fine. I was going to take the boys outside anyway. Chris gave her a grateful smile. After they played outside, Stephanie brought them in and fed them lunch. She made a sandwich for Chris and took it to him.
Oh, you didn't have to make me lunch,
he protested. It makes sense for me to just do it all at once, she responded. Stephanie went back into the kitchen. Amara was starting to droop in the high chair, so she picked her up and carried her into the bedroom. She turned off the light. Amara laid her head on Stephanie's shoulder, and Stephanie rocked her for a few minutes until she fell asleep. It felt nice to rock a sweet baby again. She didn't even have to throw up for 9 months to earn it this time. She thought of Katie. Stephanie's heart ached for her. She whispered out loud, Thank you for sharing your baby with me. Stephanie wiped a tear from her cheek, laid the sweet baby in the portable crib, and put a soft blanket on her. She left the room and quietly closed the door. She went into the kitchen to check on the boys. They were sticking their sandwiches in their milk, and there was a soggy mess all over the table. There was another sound of pouring water. This time, it was coming from Matthew's pants. He was standing on the bench, and there was now a puddle under him.
Oopsies, Mommy, I peed,
Matthew said in his cute little voice. No, Matthew, you peed, Stephanie said, annoyed. Let's go change. She carried Matthew into the bedroom and changed his pants. His shirt was covered in soggy bread and milk, so she changed that, too. She went back into the kitchen and cleaned up the atrocious mess. Then she took the wet clothes and towels down to the laundry room to put them in the washing machine. She went back upstairs into the living room, sat down with her computer, and began working again. Whap! Matthew smacked another book onto her keyboard. The paragraph she had just typed into an assignment text box suddenly deleted. Matthew! Stephanie growled. Chris put his computer down and stood up.
Is it my turn?
What about your 52 quizzes? Stephanie asked.
All done,
he replied. Really? You don't have more to do?
I always have more to do, but I can do more during my office hours.
So Chris read to the boys. Then he took them out to the backyard again. Stephanie was amazed at how much schoolwork she could get done when she wasn't constantly having to stop and help the kids. Around 2:15, she went out to the backyard. Chris was pushing the boys on the swings. When they would swing towards him, he pretended they had kicked him, and he would shout and jump out of the way. They thought it was hilarious and would burst into a new wave of giggles every time. What time do you pick up Caden from school? Stephanie called across the yard. Chris looked at his watch.
Oh, shoot,
he exclaimed. The boys burst into giggles again, thinking he was still playing.
Is Amara awake?
Chris asked as he jumped Matthew and Caleb each down from their swings. No, Stephanie replied. Just go, I'll keep her.
I was going to take them to my mom's house,
Chris clarified. Why? Stephanie asked in surprise.
Because I don't want to keep dumping on you,
Chris said as he walked into the house. Aw, Stephanie frowned. But I need money for groceries.
I can give you money for groceries.
Chris quickly gathered his things into his backpack. No, I was just kidding. I actually just wanted to watch your kids, Stephanie said, pouting at him. Chris looked at her, probably trying to decide if she was telling the truth. And then I get to see you again, Stephanie smiled shyly.
You sure?
Sure if I want to see you again? Yeah.
No, sure that you want to watch my kids?
Yes, I really do. I like them. Chris smiled.
Okay, if you're really sure, I will call my mom and let her know. See you in a bit.
He hurried out the door. Chris returned 45 minutes later with Caden and then left for work in a hurry. The other kids were already home. Amara had woken up from her nap when Levi walked through the front door and started shouting. It was another hectic afternoon, but Stephanie somehow managed to have a meaningful moment with each of her kids, and Chris's kids too. She was grateful for the little moments she got to spend connecting with them all. That evening, the kids were all settled in their beds.
After Stephanie had sang Caden his bedtime song, he said,
"We should go to the park sometime and feed the ducks."
"That's a good idea."
"But you can't feed them bread because bread will make them sick. And they can't fly because it's called angel wing."
"What should we feed them?"
"Corn, lettuce, and kale. Kale is just like this weird kind of lettuce. My mom would take me to the park and we would feed the ducks kale. That was before she was really sick. This one time mom took me to the park, I bring my remote control car. It was the park with the big, big pond. It said in the box that the car could drive in the water. So I drove it into the pond."
"And then what happened?"
And then it started to sink. So my mom, she pulled it out of the water. So she had to get wet. But she wasn't mad at all."
"You have a very special mom. She loves you very much."
"You mean she did love me?"
"She still loves you very much."
"How do you know?"
"Because I have felt it. Did you know that when people die, they can still come around and visit us? We cannot see them, but sometimes we can feel their love for us." Caden smiled at Stephanie and gave her a hug. Then he snuggled down in his blankets.
All of the other kids were quiet. Stephanie left the room and quietly shut the door most of the way. She went into the living room trying to decide what to do.
She had gotten so much homework done, she didn't feel like anything was really hanging over her head. That was the first time she had felt that way in a really long time. Stephanie went to heat up some food. After a little while, Chris walked in. He seemed like he was in a hurry to leave. He ate the dinner Stephanie had heated up for him while standing up, and then he rinsed his plate.
"I'm going to go get Caden,"
he said. When he brought Caden out of the bedroom, Caden said,
"Dad, can't I sleep here tonight?"
"No, Caden,"
Chris countered.
"The bus comes to our house to pick you up for school. If you were here, it wouldn't know where to pick you up."
Chris sat him down.
"Get your shoes on."
While Caden put his shoes on, Chris went into Stephanie's room and picked up Amara, and then they left. Stephanie was sad he left so hastily.